This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Finance Ministry holding discussions with stakeholders regarding country's economy and next fiscal year's budget. Preparations for Nepal's climate change summit, Sagarmatha Sambad, accelerated. World Wildlife Day being marked today across the world, including Nepal. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stresses his gratitude to the United States and praises European unity after an intense 3 days of diplomacy. Now the news in detail. The Finance Ministry has been holding discussions with stakeholders regarding country's economy and next year's budget. The Ministry yesterday held deliberation with former Finance and Revenue Secretaries to seek their recommendation on the country's economic progress. The former Secretaries suggested that the government should cut the budget from non-performing projects and focus on mega projects. They suggested that the government should ensure effectiveness in fiscal federalism, hold ministries and departments accountable to increase capital expenditure, and deepen intergovernmental relations between the three levels of government. The former finance secretaries shared that the government should apply austerity measures, increase internal source of revenue generation effectively, and spend the budget on national pride projects, and reduce the informal economy. Similarly, the other suggestions include the systematic operation of insurance companies, cooperative organizations, capital markets, and state-owned enterprises. They stated that foreign investment should be prioritized over foreign assistance and loans, and prioritizing climate finance. They said that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year should be implementable. Likewise, the former secretary said that social security should be reviewed and run in an integrated approach. They should explore more areas of revenue mobilization. They should ensure liquidity in the market, and they should pay attention to the areas that create long-term liabilities to the state. Preparations for Sagarmatha Sambad have been accelerated. The multi-stakeholder dialogue forum is being organized in Kathmandu on the theme Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity. It is committed to deliberating on the most prominent issues of global, regional and national significance. The Sagarmatha Sambad is scheduled from 16th to 18th of May with an objective of highlighting the problems facing mountainous and coastal countries due to climate change. The first meeting of the management committee formed for the preparation of the Sambad yesterday decided to invite head of the nation and government of mountainous and coastal countries, experts working in the climate research sector, representatives of national and international private sector, and influential figures. The committee, formed under the coordination of Foreign Minister Dr. Arjuna Dewa, has prepared the format for the arrangement of infrastructures and programs for Sagarmatha Sambad. The committee also took the decision to form an expert committee comprising 16 experts of different sectors, as well as publicity and coordination committee under coordination of Joint Secretary of the Foreign Ministry. The meeting decided to request the partner organization for demonstration of good practices to mitigate impacts of climate change. President Ramchandra Pawarel has appointed Purna Bahadur Nepali as Nepal's ambassador to Sri Lanka upon the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. According to a statement released by the Office of the President today, following the due process, the President had appointed Nepal as the ambassador to Sri Lanka. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli met with Gianluigi Buffon, the legendary goalkeeper of the Italian national football team, at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar this morning. Buffon is in Nepal as the chief guest for the closing ceremony of the third K.P. Oli Cup Football Championship hosted by National Youth Association Nepal. The K.P. Oli Cup, which began on 23rd of February, concludes today at Dasarath Stadium in Kathmandu. The World Wildlife Day is being marked today across the globe, including Nepal. The theme of the World Wildlife Day 2025 is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and Planet. World Wildlife Day is celebrated every year on the 3rd of March to celebrate wild animals and plants and to recognize the unique roles and contributions of wildlife to people and the planet. The United Nations 68th General Assembly on the 20th of December 2013 declared March 3rd every year as the World Wildlife Day to sensitize people about the endangered wild fauna and flora. Meanwhile, early morning today, a Bengal tiger wandered into the Khoria Toll of Fatehpur in Saptakosi Municipality, Ward No. 1 of Saptari District. Three local residents sustained injuries during the incident, as reported by the police. The tiger's presence in the village caused concern among residents, leading to a cautious response from the community. Authorities believe that tiger may have come from the nearby Kusitapu Wildlife Reserve. Tiger sightings east of the Bagmati River, which is approximately 300 kilometers west of Saptari, are considered uncommon. According to conservation records and organizations like National Trust for Nature Conservation, Wildlife, World Wildlife Fund and Nepal's Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, tigers are primarily found in the Tarai region west of Bagmati, such as in Chitwan and Bardia National Parks. This rare event has prompted discussion about possible changes in tiger movement patterns. The tiger is still at large even after 7 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has stressed his gratitude to the U.S. and praised European unity after an intense 3 days of diplomacy. On Friday, Zelensky had a heated exchange with U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance in front of the media in the Oval Office. After leaving the US early, he went to London for scheduled talks with European leaders. On Sunday, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced a four-step plan to guarantee peace in Ukraine and said Europe must do the heavy lifting. After leaving the United Kingdom, Zelensky stressed the need for security guarantees for Ukraine in any peace deal. He earlier said he was still ready to agree to a minerals deal with the United States, which President Trump expected him to sign on Friday. The death toll from the cholera outbreak in Angola has risen to 201, according to the country's Ministry of Health. The ministry reported that the total number of infections has reached 5,574 since early January, with cholera cases detected in 13 provinces across Angola. It noted that the outbreak initially began in capital Luanda, which has recorded the highest number of cases. In late February, Angolan authorities had announced that 163 people had died from cholera out of a total of 4,582 reported infections since the start of the year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair throughout the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Finance Ministry holding discussions with stakeholders regarding country's economy and next fiscal year's budget. Preparations for Nepal's climate change summit, Sagarmatha Sambad, accelerated. World Wildlife Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stresses his gratitude to the US and praises European unity after an intense 3 days of diplomacy. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.